I have been fixing computers, setting up networks, all that fun stuff in the suburbs of Philadelphia for 3 years now, and this is my initial podcast. I figured I would start off with something easy to get into, something light. Sitting here, my driver's license says organ donor on it, you know. And I'm not exactly sure what that means, but under some criteria, if I get in a bad accident, they'll say, let's harvest his organs before he goes. I haven't even read what the exact criteria are, but I do know that it can happen. My question is, why doesn't underneath that it say what my feelings are about resuscitating and keeping me on feeding tubes and all that fun stuff? Or why don't they at least ask it and keep it on record somewhere so that in 10 years we don't go through this Terry Schiavo crap again, because it's a problem that could be fixed pretty easily. We just need to have it on record. And, you know, when I signed up for auto insurance, they asked me if I wanted to be able to sue people if I'm in an accident, and there's limited tort auto insurance and there's full tort auto insurance. So why doesn't my medical insurance say, hey, what are your feelings on all of this? Because ultimately, someone's paying to keep this woman alive, and I'm sure they'd love to know what they should or not should not pay. And, you know, I feel for all the people that want to keep her alive. I understand what they're going through, and part of me says, hey, just leave it. It's just a feeding tube. She's not on a respirator. But ultimately, I wouldn't want to be there on a feeding tube, but I also wouldn't want them to starve me to death. And so I get a little even more radical and say, give me a lethal injection. I mean, if I am in that condition, just do it. And why doesn't Congress, instead of, you know, getting involved, writing a law just to protect one woman who may or may not want to die right now, why don't they establish my right to be die through lethal injection if I'm in a vegetative state? Why don't they help pass a law to set up a database to track what all of our desires are? How hard could it be to set up a website? We have the do not call list. Why not the do not resuscitate list? Seems pretty obvious, pretty easy. And look, I think there are a lot of people out there that feel just like I do, or have whatever it is. And you know what? They're right. If someone thinks, you know, I want to hang on till the last chance, there might be some small chance I could be brought back, don't, then hey, we should have that on record too. And, you know, let's just let this one unresolvable issue go, because we're not going to fix her problem. We're going to fix her family's problem. And let's fix the next problem, which is, you know, 10 years from now when there's another case like this. So we're not worrying about, you know, is her husband just trying to have her done in so he can get it, go on and have another life? And, you know, who cares? He probably isn't. You know, this case has gone before a bunch of judges. The judges have all said he's the one that should decide, and let's get that passed us so we can get back to the really important stuff, because I haven't heard a thing about the Michael Jackson case in about a week. Although, if the E! Channel starts a Terry Schiavo reenactment, I'm out. I'm not watching. It's just too weird. Okay, so that was my first attempt at a podcast. Start off contentious. If you've got comments, send them off to me. If you just want to tell me I'm stupid, don't worry about it. I already know that. If you want to talk about anything I said, certainly if you agree or disagree and you want to talk about the specific points, I'm all ears, because they're not easy topics. But thanks, and give me whatever feedback you want, because it's my first one. And I'm hoping to get into this and start doing it more often. And I'd like to improve every time. So enjoy. Thanks.